When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everybody and welcome to episode 186 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. Hello, Kelvin.
Hello, Andy, and hello, lovely listeners.
Kelvin, I only have one question to ask you. How did Brighton SEO go? And I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
No, it went really, really well. So, a couple of weeks ago, on the 14th, was it 14th of September?
No editing in this show.
14th of September. We have Brighton SEO. So those of you, you've probably heard me chat about this before. It's a free digital marketing conference that takes place in Brighton twice a year. Crazy popular in terms of the free tickets they sold out in an hour this time. We had about 1,500 people along. And yeah, it was a really, really good day. We had some great speakers, covered all kinds of different topics. Something we tried to do this time that was kind of quite interesting for an SEO conference was we tried to have quite a few speakers who weren't from an SEO background. The logic being that actually, in pretty much every area of digital marketing, you can probably sometimes, if you get to a certain sort of level of knowledge, that actually you're going to learn the most from people outside of your specialism, if that makes sense. So most SEOs will become better SEOs not by learning a little bit more about SEO, but learning more about UX or more about content or more about general marketing or more about advertising. So the logic was that we got a few people in from that background, and particularly Dave Trott of CST The Gate, who's written a book called Creative Mischief. He went across really, really well and seemed to go down really, really well with people. But it's not... sometimes we kind of include audio from the conference in the podcast. We're not going to do that this time round because it's hard to choose which would be the couple we drop in. Instead, I just wanted to kind of share a number of tools that people, we kind of kept track of some of the tools that people mentioned over the course of the day, because I do know that listeners to the podcast love a good tool, as it were. So I wanted to share kind of some of the tools that kind of appeared during the day and kind of talk you through them. We'll drop all the links to them in the show notes, but as with pretty much every decent sort of internet marketing tool, if you Google the name, it normally comes up pretty easily.
Okay, Kelvin, tell us.
So
first
of those is a tool called Link Detective. And basically, it's really, really good if, like, so it's never been easier to get backlink data about websites. So you can use tools like Majestic SEO, Open Site Explorer from SEO Moz. There's other ones like Ahrefs and all kinds of different tools out there that are giving you access to the information about, who is linking to you, or in many cases, who's linking to your competitors. And that's great, because you've got that data there. But how can you make that more useful? What Link Detective is pretty good at doing is it's a relatively simple tool, right? But what it does is you can put in CSVs of links and it categorizes them. And it categorizes them in different ways.
So
in
CSVs, Kelvin.
CSVs are comma separated. Excel files.
Yeah, I know.
And so basically you can export from one of those backlink tools, import it to Link Detective, and it gives you kind of some more detailed reports. Now, it's not instant and it takes a bit of time to do that, but essentially it kind of divides them up in terms of, are they from a profile, are they from a directory, are they from an article site, are they from a sidebar, are they from a footer, are they from a page that appears to be a list, like a links page. And looking at that is really, really interesting, right? So you can then see what are the breakdowns of your competitor's links, and that's going to directly inform into your strategies and tactics that you go off. So if you go, actually, this these tier three competitors are ranking exceedingly well, seem to have a huge amount of comment links, I'd go, well, maybe you don't want to be doing a lot of that, but you ought to be thinking about potentially how you can be kind of defensively, responding to the breakdown of links that they've got.
So it sort of categorizes links by trying to be clever.
Yeah. And, it's relatively easy to do. And you can, if you get good at backlink analysis, you'd be doing this kind of instinctively by eye and you can kind of look at a list and do it. But where this is, it's a time saver. That's where I think most tools are most effective, is where they're saving you time. Now, there was actually a second tool called Pinalytics, which was actually launched at Brighton SEO. I think it's the first time we've had something launched at Brighton SEO, and it's still kind of on a private beta, so you kind of need to ask to get access to it, although I don't think they're too restrictive about if you do ask. And what Pinalytics is kind of an analytics tool for Pinterest. So we've not really talked to a huge extent about Pinterest on the podcast, but I know a lot of you, because you'll be reading all kinds of websites, listening to all kinds of podcasts, it's something that a lot of people have been talking about. It's a very, very popular social bookmarking site, and what Pinalytics is really good at is kind of telling you so you can understand the sources of the stuff that's being shared on Pinterest, and kind of measure your success. So you can say, okay, well, did we do better with this campaign than that campaign, and that type of thing. So it's incredibly powerful for kind of measuring Pinterest, which is, if you're doing a campaign there, you want to measure it, and you were probably going through by hand and looking at, how many pins did this piece of content have.
We haven't talked really about Pinterest on this show. We should talk about it.
Yeah, we probably ought to. I mean, it's not a tool that I've used a lot personally. I know quite a few guys on our social media team have, made use of some good campaigns for our clients. And I certainly think it's one worth looking into. Mm. But if you are already doing it, this Pinalytics is a great way of doing that. Now, potentially it also has some really interesting things you can do. So you can export it to Excel, so you can turn it into graphs, you can include it in reports. But also there's some interesting kind of link building permutations where you can say, okay, well, who has... where were the original source of this, Pinterest, pin, who was talking about it, and then it gives you good link prospects. So the way that they talked about it in the Brighton SEO environment, Danielle Fudge, was there, she kind of talked about using it as a link building tool, but it was never intended to do that. So it's just kind of this really interesting tool that allows you to extract data and insight from Pinterest and potentially use that in ways that are useful to you. There's also kind of a couple of other tools that kind of do the same thing. So two tools. One was mentioned by Berry and Reed, who was talking at Brighton SEO, and the other one was mentioned by Tony King, who was talking at Brighton SEO as well. And basically, they're two websites that are... so I'll give you the names first. The first of them is Change Detection. And as the name... as named by someone who kind of works in the world of SEO, it's pretty obvious what it does. It tells you when a website's been changed. Now, might be worth setting that up for your own site if you've got kind of, if you're like the marketer for your business and you've got your development team, your IT team, who might be responsible for your website, and sometimes they might surprise you with changes you didn't know about. That can be a great way of doing that, to see what those changes are. Berrien was suggesting using it to look at your competitors and see how frequently they're changing areas of their site. Kind of a couple of permutations there.
How does it inform your company? Is it an email or a feed?
Email. So, basically it kind of drops you a line and lets you know when, there's a change. It's dead simple there as well. And Roboto kind of does essentially the same things there as well, but predominantly for robots.txt files, right? So robots.txt files, if you're familiar with SEO, is they are a text file that you can upload to your server that no user would see, but the search engines use to determine which pages of their site they can and can't index. Now, robots.txt are one of those things where you probably won't be playing them with them very frequently, but a small change to them can have dramatic impacts on your SEO. And the most common way is what happens is you might be working on your site in a test server, and you use your robots.txt to say, search engines, don't index our test server. We don't want you to do that. Just index our main site. Then when you take that test site and move it up to the live site, sometimes that robots.txt that says, Google, go away, we don't want you, ends up on the live site. Mm. And that's nightmare, right? Because basically you say to Google, remove all our pages from the index. Not good news at all. So Roboto is kind of a change detection one, but specifically for your robots.txt file. So another pretty cool and interesting tool there as well. And two more final tools. One of them isn't really a tool. It's just kind of a... kind of resource, I suppose, is the best way of doing this. It was put together by Anna Lewis from Kuzai. And basically what she put together is a number of analytics dashboards and custom report templates that you can click and immediately open up in your analytics account and give you some nice dashboards for different areas. So there's like an SEO one, there's a paid search one, there's a social media one. And essentially you can use these to auto-generate reports. So basically it's just sort of a bit of a time-saving way if you're unsure of what you ought to be benchmarking and looking at to measure your social media campaigns and analytics, or to measure your SEO campaigns and analytics. This is a real quick time saver. So this is one that's tricky to explain in audio, but basically it's 7 templates. Have a look at the templates. They'll probably be very useful to you, and I'll give you a link to them as well.
But it just summarises Google Analytics, does it, Kelvin?
Yeah, so basically you'll know, like, when you go into Google Analytics, there's the dashboard there, and you can set up multiple.
It's a bit overwhelming,
isn't
it?
Yeah, you can have. And, you know, it's what the defaults are. Now, those defaults are kind of quite generic. So you go, well, how can you set up some dashboards that are more useful for you? And then, you know, Anna's done all the hard work for you there, so you just need to use those and potentially see if they work for you. But I've used a couple of them and I can see them being really, really interesting. And my final tool, which I've actually mentioned a couple of episodes ago, but it's been updated, so it's even more powerful, is Social Crawlytics. Now, Social Crawlytics, if you missed the podcast episode a couple of episodes ago where we were talking about Social Crawlytics, it's an incredibly powerful tool. It allows you to put in a URL. It spiders the site to find the pages of that site that exist, then checks how many social shares those sites have. So it allows you then to see which content on your site is the most popular on Facebook, the most popular on Twitter, the most popular on, you know, Pinterest and all these different sites. But it's also got some really interesting stuff now about authors as well. So, yeah, really, really great tool. Absolutely free to use, and a great way of measuring the social success of your site and of your competitors' sites. And if you believe that social signals are already or will in the future be influencing search results, you really ought to be understanding which pages of your site are doing well on that front. And Social Crawlytics is a great tool to do so.
Kelvin, do I detect a slight nasality to your voice today?
I maybe got a bit of a cold, yeah.
Yeah, you got a bit of a cold, didn't you? Yeah. Very good, though. Very good.
Yeah, so just some great tools there. I mean, I think what's really interesting about all of these is kind of they're mostly kind of free tools, and they can potentially save you time on tasks that you perhaps know you should do, but perhaps not have the time to do because you're so busy dealing with other stuff.
Fantastic. Right, so that's it for this show. What are we talking about next time, Kelvin? Do we know?
Next. Yeah, let me just look at my notes. So our next episode is, again, we do these kind of like once a year, where it's kind of top business books. So books that I've read over the last year or so that I recommend and suggest that people might find interesting. So it'll be a quick episode, but hopefully one that if you've got an Amazon voucher burning a hole in your pocket, or you're off on a flight and you want a book to buy, hopefully these will give you a point in the right direction.
Fantastic. So we'll see you again next time on Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White is signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.